Okay, you ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Paper.
Paper covers rock. You win. That's in honor of New Hampshire's Rock, Paper, Scissors Tournament. Amy Diaz and I are warming up. Amy is the editor for The Hippo. She's here to profile some interesting weekend events. And Amy, how did New Hampshire ever land this prestigious event?
Well, so this all comes from the mind of one genius, in my opinion, ninth grader. His name is Jack Muran. He got really interested in rock, paper, scissors. And so then he worked with his school, the Derryfield School in Manchester, to pull together a whole statewide New Hampshire rock, paper, scissors tournament.
Is this a traditional rock, paper, scissors? There's no, you know, dynamite blows up rock or alligator eats paper?
It is the classic rock beats scissors, scissors beat paper, paper beats rock.
Three hands, that's it.
Exactly. This starts at noon on Saturday. And so the competitors have actually already been chosen, about 33 schools, sending students who have already kind of, you know, won their school's rock, paper, scissor championship. They're going to be competing. He actually has some pretty elaborate rules. So there's going to be four groups that do kind of a round robin. It turns into a bracket system from the top two of those groups. And in the final four, him and his dad actually built a rock, paper, scissors ring, and they're going to be facing off in that.
What's at stake?
Well, actual prize money, $500, which is a pretty great prize for the winner. This has also become kind of a fundraiser for the school. And so they're doing, they're selling T-shirts and then they're selling rock, paper, scissors, foam fingers.
So you can cheer on people.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Christmas is less than 2 weeks away, and that means It's a Wonderful Life is probably playing somewhere right now. There's an interesting kind of a new take on the production of It's a Wonderful Life going on this weekend here in the Granite State.
Yes. So the Garrison Players are doing a live radio play version of It's a Wonderful Life. And this actually, I thought, oh, maybe that came before the movie. But it actually started in the 90s is when this radio play version of it came out. So it's a really stripped down production, you know, no costumes, no sets. And it's just telling the story the way you would maybe hear it over the radio.
How do you make a radio play from an iconic movie like this? I mean, do they adapt it in some interesting or unusual way?
You know, she said they really did stay very faithful to the story and even to the lines themselves, because people are very familiar with a lot of the lines of dialogue
sure.
of this movie. I asked her actually if, you know, do people sort of fall into an impersonation? And she said, no, nobody tries to impersonate, you know, James Stewart, but they definitely do stick to the kind of the way you remember the movie and the way the actors said their lines.
So a big part of radio drama is sound effects. How do they do that in this production?
Well, they're going to have a sound effects table. And the woman I spoke to said it is really fun to watch how this table of just stuff, paper, Rice Krispies, turns into sounds that, you know, really add texture to the play itself. So the paper becomes thunder. There's a little one of the doors that they used to use to make the sound of someone opening and closing a door. So very much, you know, giving life to this story.
You'll find more information on New Hampshire's Rock, Paper, Scissors Tournament and the live radio production of It's a Wonderful Life at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo. Amy, stay warm this weekend.
You too.